Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. How are you?
I'm excited about this week's show, but before we can do that, you left us with a challenge last time.
I said, start with the word Volkswagen. Change one letter to a G, and you can spell 2 5-letter words, one singular, one plural, for things you might see in a courtroom. What are they?
Well, if you swap the K out for a G, you can spell gowns and gavel.
All right, Ian, on January 26th, 1915, President Woodrow Wilson signed an act establishing Rocky Mountain National Park. Located between the Colorado towns of Estes Park and Grand Lake, the park covers some 265,000 acres and is divided into 5 regions, each with its own distinct geographical features. In 2016, the park was visited by more than 4.5 million people. To commemorate the establishment of Rocky Mountain National Park, this week our questions are about other rocky things.
Okay. I hope you're asking me about 6 different movies.
Just hold on to that for a moment. Debuting in 1959, an animated series about a flying squirrel titled Rocky and His Friends first aired on ABC, then moved to NBC, where its name was changed. When it moved to syndication, its name was changed once again to The Adventures of Rocky and... whom?
Bullwinkle.
Yes. Rocky Point Amusement Park, located on the shore of Narragansett Bay, operated from the 1840s until 1995, and was, for the last 4 decades of its existence, one of the most popular attractions in what state?
Rhode Island?
Yes, the clue being Narragansett Bay. And in 2011, it reopened as Rocky Point State Park. What real-life boxer, who is one of only a handful of professional fighters to go undefeated in their careers, was the inspiration for Sylvester Stallone's portrayal of his iconic film character Rocky Balboa, and is also Balboa's idol in the film series?
Oh, interesting. So it's Rocky Marciano.
That is correct.
But also, Stallone was inspired. I thought you were going to ask me about Chuck Wepner.
And Marciano's record specifically was 49-0. And after he retired from boxing, he hosted a boxing show on TV in 1961. The 1983 song I Love Rocky Road, about a man's obsession with that particular ice cream flavor, is a parody by Weird Al Yankovic of the song I Love Rock and Roll, the most famous version of which was recorded in 1981 by what band?
Joan Jett.
And?
See, I want to say Runaways, but that was her first band.
There's a color in their name.
The Blackhearts.
And the video for I Love Rocky Road parodies the video for I Love Rock and Roll, and the ice cream, in quotes, used in that video was actually mashed potatoes. And finally, on May 8th, 2009, a Twitter account called at Dr. F. N. Furter tweeted, I see you shiver with antici... 5 years later, another tweet appeared, this one simply saying, patient. These tweets, and the Twitter handle itself, are references to what cult classic film?
That's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That is right. And that account has tweeted 4 times in total. It tweeted 2 lines of the song before that, and then those 2 tweets, and it has never tweeted since.
That's amazing.
Well, it certainly wasn't a rocky road for Ian this week. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Rocky Road. Change one letter to a B, and you can spell a 2-word phrase, 4 letters, 5 letters, that names something you might stick things to. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.